The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, this is Christopher Lewis, and welcome to Dating Intelligence, the podcast where we give relationship advice from dating to marriage and everything else in between, and always with the goal of helping you to continuously be the best you at all times.
So if you're looking for real life and honest information to help you navigate your relationships, we've got you covered.
Yes, we do have you covered. Hey, babe, what's up?
Look at your camo.
Thank you. Hello. I figured, you know, if I'm in, you know, shooting country, I might as well kind of dress, you know, like kind of camouflage.
Is that what we are, shooting country?
I call it shooting country. I mean, it's just like, yeah. Guys,
I'll take it.
We're back in Las Vegas at Sticky Paw Studios, and I just want to say hello to you guys for another great show, and we're going to jump into this right away. So Jamie and I recently, I'm going to start this one off, by the way,
yeah, if that's okay. Yeah, go for it.
We literally had Oscars this past week, and it was a kind of a whirlwind. We had a good time, went to some events and everything, and got to dress up and look fancy. You know, I had to kind of put a suit together, which I always hate doing, but I hate wearing suits.
I know, you tried to bail on me.
Yeah, I did. I actually did. I did try to bail.
And he was
there I am right there. Look, I just
he goes, I'm not feeling it. I said, you better put your fucking clothes on and get here.
Yeah, I was like, you know, once I got home that afternoon, my daughters were there, and they were the ones, and my girlfriend were the ones that inspired me to go. Once they asked, they go, you have to go. And I go, all right, I'll get dressed, and called you back and said, all right, I'm coming. So, yeah.
I had my little backup date though. Amber, she joined me. So,
well, we got a few of those photos up there of the show as well. Yep. Look at you guys. You guys look magnificent.
I was like, you're going to be my date tonight, girl. She was like, come in. And then, shout out to Slade. They actually picked us up in Huntington and took us to the event in LA, and it was freaking so packed. But I love that they got right in there and swooped us up.
Well, your dress looks amazing.
Thank you. Too. After the carpet, and yeah, you actually walked us to the car.
it's funny.
There were so many black SUVs. I'm like, which one is mine? And you're like, Jamie, that's not your car.
She was going to jump in just to get out of there. She's jumping anybody's car.
It was like in any random car.
People like pulling the door. It's my car, bitch. Get off the car. So
I'm like, let me in.
But regardless, I'm glad that we went and it was a good time. And thank you for taking me out to this amazing event. I had a good time. So, but like, you're right. You fly in, you fly out. I mean, you walk the carpet and you're like, we are out. And I'm like, but we're not going to talk. No, we're out, Lewis. We get out.
Yeah, I'm going to In-N-Out. Yeah. So,
right. That's exactly
that
what we did.
Jam.
We were in and we are out. So, All right, we're going to jump into this amazing guest today, guys. So our guest today is a content creator and a total free spirit who doesn't back down from a challenge. She has an OnlyFans page in which, honestly, I think it's just to tease the shit out of anyone who dares to venture on it because she's so fucking drop dead gorgeous over here. And at the same time, she's just so laid back and chill. Please welcome Serena Becker to the show. Hi, Serena.
Oh, hey. All right.
I sound like a game show host. Please welcome Serena Becker. Come on down. You know, so how are you, girl?
I am great.
Good.
I'm feeling good this morning.
I'm glad. Well, I'm glad you're here. Thank you for making the trip to come see us.
We're in Vegas. It's early and she's feeling amazing.
Yeah, I know.
It's been so gloomy and cloudy in LA. I'm just happy to see sunshine. I woke up today. I'm like, perfect. It's going to be a good day. So.
Yeah. And it's warm here too.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny when people always want to vie for the later time we do our episodes. They always want the later time. She was like, oh, I got to give her the later time. And so I juggled and I said, can you? And you're like, yes, I can. I go, thank God. So
was it hard for you to get up?
Not really, actually. Okay. Surprisingly, despite going out last night. I feel great today.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. I went up for drinks. I'm guilty of that party. So she left my ass there. I tell you, I cannot come to Vegas without going to the bars and having some drinks.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Like maybe 2. That's pretty much possible for me though.
Well, shout out to Caesar over there in the corner.
What's a typical like roll in, like you're done with the night? Like what time do you usually?
Oh God. Like the typical time, like maybe 4.
Okay.
But even that, I feel like, okay, this is good. I can wake up in a few hours okay. and still be productive tomorrow.
Good.
So 2 was early for me. I was like, what? Who am I? What
is happening? In Vegas.
She's, I have to tell her. Can I tell her? She started off when we met for drinks to like get our pre-interview stuff done. She's like, if I drink an espresso martini, it's going to keep me up. And then halfway through the night, she orders and I go, but I thought that you weren't going to get. She goes, fuck it. You know, she's like,
I turn my head and you come over trying to steal it out of my hand. Like, what are you doing?
I was trying to be like the devil's advocate. You said you weren't going to. She goes, it's too late now. And Caesar's over there going, he's with his sipping his life up, open in Rome. So it was a great night. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Met a lot of people last night. That's why I drank too much, because a lot of people were just buying us drinks left and right.
I mean, did you drink the Pedialyte this morning?
I had my prime drink this morning. Oh, so that actually helped a lot.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you X'd the Pedialyte then?
I couldn't find it, honestly.
Oh, it was,
I did not know
it's
where
on
it was.
Its side, second
okay.
shelf.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, all I saw were protein bars and that prime, and I grabbed a couple
well,
protein
thanks
bars.
For the prime, guys. Shout out to Prime.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
Hooking us up.
I like it. Keep them. Yeah. Keep that coming, by the way.
Which flavor is your favorite?
I only have that blueberry one and the orange. And I don't know. Someone's had the...
We need to try the red. Do you want to try a prime?
I would love to.
Yeah, I think we might be out.
Oh,
I think
we have the last one over here.
Passed them off. So.
Yeah, I wonder. Did we bring a case?
We only brought a few today.
Oh, okay.
Distinctly. We brought a case
of
something.
Yeah, they're supposed to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, guys, you got to try this prime drink out. It's a pretty good drink. So it's funny. It tastes sugary, but it has no sugar.
No sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of it.
What do you think? Yay or nay?
Wow, that tastes very sugary.
Right?
Yeah, bomb, though.
But there's no sugar. I think it'd be a good mixer.
For sure.
Oh, that's
or
a good
maybe
one.
Like water
for
it
the
down.
Healthy queens out there, yeah, get your electrolytes in there.
Yeah. See, this would have been a perfect
like
versus
a great
game
hangover.
Moment, by the way. We should have said.
Well, we can cut it and say, is she going to like it or is she
we
not?
We should pass the prime off as a Gatorade or prime. That should be a versus game. There's this app that we do games on, basically. Yeah. I think we have a screenshot of that one as well. So if you guys, you should probably tag and go to versus game when play some game. It's like betting for fun on just stuff.
And you can actually make money.
Right. Yes.
So.
Yeah. So
it's like
we're going to get you.
Vegas on an app. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to jump in this because this is a good topic we have today, guys. So we're going to talk a little bit more about you and what you're doing, everything, and the projects of the topic. Mm-hmm. But this is topics called Project Ghosting. You know, that whole Project Runway thing. That's where I got this topic from.
Mm-hmm.
One day you're in and the next day you're out and nowhere to be found. You know, it's because people get ghosted all the time. And so that's our topic today. And I want to know, do you guys ghost? Are you big fans of ghosting? Have you been ghosted?
I have ghosted probably everyone I've ever seen. I'm the queen of ghosting, honestly.
So is it like you talk to them for a while, you information, next thing you know, you're just done?
Sometimes it's a while. Sometimes someone I just meet. I mean, it's hard on like now when everything's online and social media. If I don't get the sense that you're obsessed with me and that you're perfect, I lose interest or I just get bored. And then I'm just too nice to actually be assertive a lot of the time. So if it's a long-term thing, I'll just kind of weasel
sneak
my way into
door.
The bushes. But kind of work on that for sure. But I don't know. It goes pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
Ooh, so why do you think it's hard for you to be like, hey, I'm not interested?
I'm just not an assertive person. I'm working on that. And I'm just like Canadian, so we're polite. I just don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yeah.
And there's like so many of them in the past. So it's like, I don't have time to explain to all these men, like too many.
Well, some deserve to be ghosted, I feel like. But the ones who are just probably just had no idea, like, I don't get it. Like, and that's, you know, we all do that. I don't get it. What happened?
See,
I don't
the problem
understand.
Is most of mine deserve to be ghosted.
Okay, well then.
Like, what would be a reason to get like where you're like, I'm done? Give an example.
Don't pay for dinner.
Mm.
I'm done.
Okay.
Just bad attitude, treating people horribly, like wait staff and stuff, like done. I will never talk to you ever again after this dinner.
Yeah.
Will you walk out?
Okay, wait, have you gone on a date and the guy's like, do you want to go halves on the bill? Or like, how do they not pay for dinner?
No, I've offered and they've accepted.
Yes, okay. I always offer too.
And for like very big bills too that I'm like, why did I do that? Why would I offer?
Yeah.
But no one's ever actually asked me.
Like, so you offer and they're like, sure.
Yeah.
They allow you to pay for the bill when they asked you on the date?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh shit. Like a couple $1,000 or something.
Oh, man.
Like,
wow.
Why'd I do that to myself?
And then you ghost them.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd fucking ghost them too.
Yeah, right?
If she had to pick up the tab for two grand.
I would have been like, I'm going to go pay at the bar and then walk out after it's paid.
That's
seriously.
A great idea.
It's just, oh, wait, I'll go. Oh, waiter, I'll go
like,
take it to him
that?
And be done.
I once had a date where it was like pouring rain outside, and he made me walk by myself to my car at valet, the pouring rain down the street. He was just like, yeah, good luck. See you. Have fun.
Ew.
Like drenched, like had to pay for my own valet. I'm like, what is happening to me?
Okay. Yeah. I feel like these are all like good valid reasons.
These are all ghostable moments.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does Heidi Klum say? Avitasin? Like get the fuck out. Just leave. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what about you? Have you ghosted anyone?
Yes, okay. But I am like a huge proponent in communication. So, but there, I have been with people where it's like a struggle for me to communicate. Again, it's typically the guys that are really, really nice, and it's because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone deserves a something versus a nothing, even if it's a fuck you. Like we have to learn to like speak up and... But honestly, some people really just don't deserve a response. Right. It's like, come on, like get it together.
Right. Well, so I believe in the 3-time rule myself. So it's like,
You give them 3 chances?
No, if I reach out to someone and if I know it's going to be a ghostable situation, you know, it's like if you're, because most people want to know, like not really want to know, they're going to continuously check in because they just either don't have a clue.
Yeah.
But if you have a clue, I usually say, okay, after the 3rd one, if they don't respond, I'm done. So, because it's like, I'm not going to put myself out there first of all that way. And quite frankly, I don't have to. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I always say after three times, it's just pretty much done. It's like back in the day when you call people on the phone and check in with them and they don't respond back after the 3rd time if you meet someone. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they're just not interested, so I'm not going to pursue anymore.
That's
like
it's
a 3rd time rule for me all the time.
Mm-hmm. I ghosted one of my exes that I dated for 3 years. Like I tried to break up and he just wasn't getting it. Okay. So after he left, I blocked his number. And then,
I don't know if that's really ghosting, though.
I was going
to
say.
You already tried to break up with him.
I think that's more of a castaway situation. You know, ended up back together. And to this day, we're still amazing friends.
Oh, that's...
But it was like, I feel like if I don't block him, like, we're just going to... It's like, it would be like a cycle.
Well, what was the turnaround then after that, if you guys got back together, though?
No. What do you mean?
Well,
okay, so we broke up in like right before Christmas.
Okay. Here we go.
This is a triggering topic.
No, it's a funny one, actually.
And then we got back together like after Christmas. And then it was the beginning of COVID. So it lasted like 3 months. And then he left to go back to LA. And that's when I blocked him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with Serena on this one. I think that's more of like you just got lost. Yeah. You probably thought you got lost off of an island or something.
No, it was like 2 weeks. You know?
But I'm just, I thought you said 3 years. That 3 years.
Oh, no. We were together for 3 years.
Right. That's what I mean, though. It's like you don't ghost someone after 3 years. You just
I did ghost him. Man. Did I not ghost him?
I mean, if you tried to end it, I feel like that's still a little bit of communication, not just like cutting it off.
Yeah, that's true. Right. So maybe it doesn't qualify for ghosting. Okay. All right.
I mean, that guy deserves an explanation. Jesus Christ.
I know. He got it like 6 months later. It just took me a little time.
I mean, this isn't a sleeping with the enemy thing. Drew Roberts trying to like with ghosting, like because he's beating the shit out of you or something, like leaving.
He's such a good guy.
Exactly.
But it was like, that's what I'm talking about, you guys. Like sometimes it's the really good ones that I'm like, he's just such a good guy. I don't want to like hurt his feelings. So I had a really tough time just communicating what I wanted and needed.
Okay. Man.
But anyway.
I feel like that guy for those 2 weeks
so
afterwards.
Are you dating anyone now?
My relationship status is completely confidential. I like to keep it a little mystery.
What?
due to the nature of my work and all that, I just like to keep it up in the air. I like to keep people guessing.
So. Have you always been that way?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, when I first started doing social media and stuff, I would post like little couples pics. And it just like wasn't really good for my career. So I think that's where it started. I'm like, And also, like being private.
Yeah. I love keeping, like, I don't put my children online or anything like that. So there's usually it's like the most important things to me don't make the highlight reel of social media.
Yeah,
so I respect that. For the gentleman that you are dating or not dating.
she's a griller.
You're not dating.
Well, no, I just want to know, do they ever like, babe, you never share me? Like, are you not proud of me? Do you ever get that guilt trip from them?
Not overly. I think, especially being in my industry and being in LA, people kind of realize how it goes.
Right.
Especially I put my whole life online and the majority of my following are males. So they just like, it's kind of a given, you know, that like I just can't post you. I can't post
it's
anything.
Not
like, it's not gonna happen.
Well, what about when you go out? Like, are you in a group or do you ever go out on dates? Like, are you worried people are gonna see you?
Not
what about when you travel?
I mean, LA's a pretty big place. I'm not too worried.
Yeah.
But no, I don't really post a lot of photos on like events like that, I right. suppose. I mean, I do, but it's of me. It's yeah. like, who am I with?
I think he just or got another, ghost posted.
Maybe it's like me and another glass of wine. It's like, oh, is she with a girlfriend or is she with a boy who we'll never know? Or did she just get two glasses of wine for herself?
Got leaving it to the imagination.
Yeah. That's actually yeah. really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It keeps people like guessing, always coming back.
Well,
exactly.
Guys, have you ever seen me with two Jack and Diet Cokes? They're both for me. Quite frankly, people who know me know this to be true, by the way, because it's like I order one and I just bring another yeah. one right after it because I suck the first one down. So that's all for me.
Yeah.
So
most
I don't know.
The time, the two
I don't know if Serena's hiding, making it all like mystery. I'm like, no, these are mine.
Yeah,
there's
no mystery there. Right.
So what brought you to LA, by the way? And how was the decision to come to LA from Canada?
Mostly because Canada just is freezing cold and I was kind of over the minus 40 most of the year. But first time I came to LA, I immediately fell in love. I don't know, it's just the energy and the people and what have you, especially in my industry. I'm from like a small town in Canada yeah. where like no one really does what I do. Or they judge you for it. Like, it's just like not really a normal thing.
Yeah.
So first time I came to LA and I started shooting, I was like, wow, there's people who are creative and artistic like me and have the same passions and that they made that their career. Like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
I want to do that. This is where to do it. The weather also helped, I will say.
That's for sure.
But yeah, and then just like kind of continued to come for a while and made some friends and made some connections in my industry. And it just kind of like blossomed from there. So happy I made that decision.
Yeah, it's
for
home
sure.
now, right? Home?
Yeah. 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 This is home, more so than Canada. So.
So tell our viewers exactly, like, tell us a little bit about your career and what you do and how you decided to actually like get involved.
So I started in a really strange way. So I used to do, I have a psychology degree and I used to work in a retirement home.
Yeah, we're gonna talk more
doing
about
the, yeah. So I was doing a 9-to-5 there and my ex at the time was a photographer. And he was just doing landscapes and he's like, I need you to be a guinea pig for me. Can you just stand in a photo? And started taking photos and it kind of started to blow up in my like small town Canada blow up. And people started noticing it. And out of nowhere, I received a message from Dan Bilzerian, which you were saying you just had on your podcast. He's like, hey, I'd like you to come to Thailand in a couple of days. We're doing an Ignite trip. I like your photos. And I'm like, oh shit, like little like small town gal from Edmonton. Like, right. But of course, I'm not going to pass that up. So that kind of like just kickstarted everything from there. And then met my mom, Vitaly, after that, who I started to work with. And it just kind of blew up, snowballed. And eventually I just got too busy doing the social media stuff that I'm like, I need to make this decision whether I'm gonna retire from my retirement home and make content creation my full-time job, which I did on like just a whim. Called them while I was in Miami. I'm like, I just can't do this anymore. I'm vibing. And
what's the turnaround? Like all this time, what about a year? What 6 months? What's the turnaround on this?
Oh my God. And that time was probably less than 6 months.
Wow.
That all happened. So it's crazy. Like just from one message and going to Thailand on a whim completely changed my entire life in those 6 months. Quit my job.
Wow.
Like crazy.
How was it traveling with Dan?
So much fun. So much fun. He knows how to do it big. So.
Yeah. Everything Dan does is big.
Yeah. Phuket is beautiful too. So it was just like the perfect little experience.
And how many days there when you went?
We were there, I think, for 2 weeks.
God, that's
2.5 weeks.
Wow. He does do it big.
I think he's in Bali now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knows? He's always all over
he's
the place.
Somewhere.
I love it.
Yeah.
It was great meeting him and having him on the show. It was an unbelievable show. So, yeah.
He definitely lives the life. Beautiful places with beautiful women. Can't really go wrong.
Yeah. No, you
sounds
cannot.
Yeah.
So he says that the more women he has around him, the more options. And typically, like, he says that everyone, usually anyone he travels with, like, he hooks up with. But do you think, like, having, like, hot girls makes girls want him more around him?
Definitely. I think it's, like, that competitiveness,
it's,
you know?
That's what
you see that someone's wanted by 20 girls is going to make you want them more, right?
Yeah. And then we heard that I saw a show on you that you were like, I only like chubby guys and they have to be really old. Is that true? That.
It's somewhat true. It's like it was mostly a joke, I will say. I don't really have a type.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was, I was like, this girl's so hot. What do you mean she only dates chubby guys? I'm like,
everybody's
what?
Got their fetish.
She's like, they have to be chubby and old.
Like 85.
Like, like 85. Yeah.
That's really funny. Oh my God. All right. So let's talk about this. How's your travels now? Where are you heading after this, by the way? Are you going to stay in LA for a little bit? Or do you have anything coming up?
Yeah. Right now I just kind of got settled here now. So I'm going to actually stick around for a little bit. I'm usually traveling all the time. Like usually it's like different city every week or every couple weeks.
Yeah.
Used to be a different country every month, but now I kind of want to just get settled a little bit. It's kind of nice to have a home.
Right.
So no travel plans. I'm in New York in April.
Fun.
Just
kind of
around
fun.
America here a little bit. Right. But
I feel like you move around a lot like you guys do. That's another reason why people get ghosted a lot, because you just don't have time.
That is very true.
You
know? No, I don't have time for any. Like,
so anyone that's
BS.
Reaching out to you or trying to like get at least one moment with you, it's like you are gone the next day in theory.
Yeah, good luck trying to get a date with me because I'm in a different city every week.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's tough.
Do you feel like you get bored easily with your guys?
Because
you have so much going on?
Kind of. I don't know. I'm like trying to think back into like all my past situationships. Maybe. Yeah, I guess. I'm just like always kind of on to the next thing because I'm like always like I'm a nomad typically.
Yeah.
So like just always in a different city and like meeting new people. And I like that. Like I like to meet new, exciting people. I think it's not just like typically one person mm-hmm. who has everything. You can meet someone tomorrow who adds so much more into your life too.
See, very true. Yeah. Guys, if you would have seen Serena's face, she said that. She had this aha moment when she was thinking about it after the question. She goes, yes, I do. Yeah. And you're the same. I mean, but you actually, no, you lock down though.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, when you find someone, you actually, if you really like them, you'll settle in pretty.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like though it's getting harder.
Right.
Cause, I get bored easily.
But you're being more choosy though, which is good
for sure. Mm-hmm. Like I just don't want to waste my time.
Of course.
Like if you don't like catch me within like the first, actually like the first date, then I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't have time.
Do you feel the
like,
same
I
way?
Like I want to be excited. I can't wait to see you. And if I don't feel that, then I'm just like, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, I'm working on my toxic patterns, but before it's like, if you're not fully obsessed with me and like kneeling at my feet and excite me in some way,
And paying the bill, guys. Don't forget paying the bill at the dinner.
Yeah, and pay my bills too. No, you have to be very, very exciting. Especially because like I already live an exciting life. So you really gotta like add something
that's true.
Amazing to my
life. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. If you're in a whirlwind, it's like what more could the person offer except for, you know, side piece stuff. But
you have to be on that level too. Yeah. Like if you're not just exciting and traveling and doing all the cool things I want to do, then I mean, how's that gonna work? You know?
Right.
What if you out-earn him? Like, do you bring him with you if you like him?
Maybe. I mean, I was joking about when I was doing the podcast with Ryan, I'm like, I'm looking for a multi-billionaire. I'm just kidding.
Pillow talk, guys.
No millionaire. Sure. Yeah. Billionaire only.
Find someone that you like really vibe with, then absolutely. I don't think that really matters.
Yeah.
Contrary to everything I say online.
It's like I said, it's a feeling, you know, like you can have all, we had a question on a past episode where it was, you know, do you want to date, if you found the perfect person and they were broke, would you date them? Or would you rather be alone and have money? And it's just, it just depends on your life, you know, where you're at in that time in your life. You can actually do it all because what we said before, there was never the perfect person, right?
In theory,
but you know, you can also be with someone who's amazingly like broke, but still an amazing guy and vice versa girl. So I don't think there's a right answer for that.
No, exactly.
It depends on where you're at right now in your life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. I agree. Today's episode is brought to you by Trimvana, clinically proven to reduce cravings and cause weight loss.
By only taking 2 soft gel tablets per day, Trimvana is a CBD-based product which uses a verin extract to help reduce hunger and stimulate the metabolic system. Clinical trials also showed users reported better sleep, higher energy, and reduced anxiety and better mood.
I need better sleep, so. Clinical studies also showed that subjects lost up to 22 pounds in 90 days without any change in exercise or diet.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. Now, guys, if you're going to try this, Trimvana is offering the first 30-day supply for free for customers who complete the online quiz at www.trimvana.com. So please check it out. You get a 30-day supply, guys. It's something to try. If you're going to lose 22 pounds in 90 days, I'm all about that.
Yeah, so get online and check it out, www.trimvana.com.
She's like, today it's like all about the lazy river and just like, you know, you have family visiting, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're here from Canada. So that'll be nice.
Okay. And only child?
Home week. I am an only child, yes.
Mm, how'd yeah. you know? Did you know? Or
I'm guess? Just asking. Oh. Yeah, because she said family. I said family. I was always, then I think of brothers and sisters after I asked that time.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long are you in Vegas?
I'm here until the 7th.
Okay.
For now, but honestly, my plans change all the time. I hate, like, this is why I love that I can drive to Vegas too, or like drive around, even in California. Is like, I cannot make set plans. Like, even when I travel, like, you can't get a round trip because I know I'm going to end up staying
okay.
way longer. So who knows? I say 7th now, but. We might be, who knows?
A little longer.
You might have to take it to the range.
Maybe, oh, I would love to. Yeah. Do you shoot at all?
I'm terrified of guns. But I've always wanted to conquer this fear. Mm-hmm. I have this big thing where I want to, like, skydiving. Terrified.
Yes.
I want to do it. Before I die, you only live once, right? So I want to conquer all the fears. So I have actually been considering going to a range and conquering that fear. So maybe. Let's film it. Let's get some cute content out of it.
I would love to take you. We'll do my hosting range is range 702, so we'll go in through the back VIP, so no one's going to be around you. It'll just be like us in there, and then I'll teach you the mechanics of the weapon before we shoot live. So
my
I'll
palms
show
are
you.
Already getting sweaty.
Yeah, I'll break it all down for you. You can dry fire, like hold it, grip it, all the good stuff, and then okay. We'll go in there and live fire. I think you're going to freaking love it.
I think you probably love it too.
Maybe it'll be like a new rebirth for me.
I think so. Arena. I think what I've found is in working with new shooters is everyone's afraid of what they don't know. So as soon as like you provide a little education on what's going on and you realize that it's a tool like anything else, mm-hmm. then you're like, oh, okay, I got it. I can do this.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of guns in Canada.
Right,
It's not really a thing.
Yeah.
I think you would like it a lot. Yeah, especially because, I mean, you always try, like you said, you always sunk something new all the time, and this is one of those things. But skydiving, have you been skydiving?
I have. Well, I was going to skydive with Joe's sister.
Oh.
Remember? Oh, and then she got in. Right. So my instructor was, she's a professional skydiver. She has over like 1700 jumps. Mm-hmm. I ended up getting vertigo right before we were supposed to jump. So I didn't jump with her. And I'm like
while you're in the plane?
No. Well, like it was like 2 days before our jump. Like I got vertigo so bad. And my doctor's like, don't you dare jump out of a plane. And I'm like, I was so looking forward to it. So I don't jump. And I'm like, don't worry, we'll catch up in Utah. Cause she travels around, goes to Utah, freaking accident.
Yeah.
So I was going to tandem with her, but she had crash landing, now quadriplegic. And
no way. I just got chills. That's crazy.
So I'm the same as you, like fear of like heights, skydiving. Yeah. But at some point, like I feel like I have to do it. Like maybe a one and done, but that was like my opportunity, but I'll still revisit it at some point.
Yeah.
But maybe you should message Jay. Do you know Jay Alvarez?
I do. Yeah.
That's true. Sure he would jump with you.
For sure. That could be.
He has so many jumps.
Yeah. He does it a lot as well.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, he's amazing. Wow. Like all over the world. He's like Dubai, Hawaii. So I talked to him a few years ago and I was initially going to jump with
him. That'd be fun for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say like on that topic, like conquering my fears before I die. Like back when I used to work with seniors, they're the tip. Typically, the regret on the deathbed is not, oh, I wish I wouldn't have tried this, or I wish I wouldn't have done this. It's always like, fuck, I wish I would have done that, or I wish I would have tried that.
Yeah.
So I live by that every day. Okay. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
So you have a mental list then of something that you, like, do you have, like, besides skydiving and the guns, like, what is one of your biggest things that you would, off of that?
I would love to hug a wombat. That's really random, but that's
what is that?
It's like the cutest little animal from, like, I think Australia.
What?
They just hug you. It was super random to be on my bucket list. You're right. That's the first thing
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, like skydiving, crazy stuff like that.
Can we get a like photo of one of those? What's it called?
Dude.
A wombat.
Austin's back there going, let me see if I can find something.
Yeah.
Like it just looks like a damn therapy session because it just grabs you and holds you.
See, that's a monkey for me.
And they're huggers. Wait, is it a monkey? Oh, it's not a monkey.
No. Yeah, but that's a monkey.
We're
going
to get a photo because I need a visual of this.
That's a good one.
The monkies scare the shit out of me. I told you, they're little devils. They steal your shit and jump on your head.
That's like the India monkeys and stuff. Those are the crazy ones.
No, I was in Costa Rica. They're like little animals.
Okay.
They jump on your balcony, steal your shit, try and come in your door. It's a Curious George.
Look at that. Yeah. We're getting a photo of a wombat off screen, guys. Super cute. Yeah, okay. Super cute. That's amazing. So
they're like white little and fluffy. Angel.
I wanted to skydive, by the way, but I have a slight fear of heights, but I always said that it's high enough for me to overcome the fear because you're just jumping out into space and it's not like you're standing over a building knowing right. where the ground is. Yeah. That's, so I think I always wanted to do that. Not anymore in my life. I think like I'm kind of over that
you're
whole thing.
Skydiving?
Probably younger, but I hit a certain age now where it's like my life's too valuable to kind of do that. And I, and you know, it's same with skiing now. I went skiing like right before COVID hit. Really? And I was like, you know, I've skied a lot. And then the last time I went, I was just like, you know what? If I fall and buckle my knee, that's my career. Yeah, that's for it. Teaching.
That's
you know,
fair. So
it
like,
it would take me
it
out.
It makes me sad to think that though, that you have to limit what you do.
Well, for my job though, that's for my yeah. job though now, but I'm not young and spry anymore like that. You know, it's that thing where it's like, if I think
it's mental, few, Chris, you need to probably, get, right. get out of is. That.
Right. Well, when I have these two 80-year-olds help me down this, the blue, I was drunk then too, though, at that point. I had a couple
He's
of drinks.
Like, who are we kidding?
You know, we went to the top, got some drinks, and all of a sudden I'm now like, why am I falling all the out. Time? And the friends who were with me, you know what I'm talking about. They were laughing at me and I'm like, why am I falling? These two old people, hey, you need, I'm like, you need help, please.
It's because you're drunk.
Exactly. Exactly. So maybe that's it. So skydiving, maybe so. We'll all go skydiving. How about? Hey, we're in Vegas. Yeah. We can do it here, right? Because don't they have those spaces here?
I feel like I'm so down for that.
Okay.
I'm so down.
I would do it. I feel like we have to go with like a professional that creates content though. Because if we do it, it could be like a one and done for us. Right. So we need to get some bomb ass footage.
Okay. I could do it.
So I say we hit up Jay or something.
Yeah.
Right. As I'm saying this nervously.
Yeah. Like he jumps out of the plane with like blow up. Floaties for the pool and
does?
I'm like, oh hell yeah, I would do that. Wow. Like, can I get the unicorn, like you ride the rainbow.
Now that's
like,
content. That's good content. Yeah,
I don't know if he would be down for our first time doing something like that.
Well, we'd have to be attached to someone the first time
at least
though.
If you're in the floaty too, it like softens your landing if you do crash.
You think that, Serena? You think it's much too because first of all, that floaty would be the air would be out because they'd be squeezing it so fucking hard.
Yeah, I would probably pop.
You know, by
shit.
The time we even get near the ground, it'd be like some little whiffle thing floating
there
in the air.
Goes Jamie.
Yeah, fuck that. You know, there better be like a fucking big ass pad, landing pad, three parachutes. Why am I nervous? I'm nervous now. Once I said I want to do it.
It's tandem though, so you're not really in charge.
I know.
You just kind of hang out.
That's even scarier though. By the way,
I kind of like that. You do?
Me
too. Like to trust someone.
I'm sorry. It's like I want
to
be in control of like doing it. It's like the thing. Obviously, I want them to push me out.
Do you want a guy or a girl? Behind you.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a good question, Serena. She's taking the bait. She's taking the bait.
Just because I feel like you're also like, it's like a bigger body to protect me. I'm always thinking about the ball again for some reason. I'm like,
sorry,
okay,
my mind went somewhere else completely.
Well, because women are always thinking safety and you're thinking sex.
Yeah. And when does your brain never go to that one?
I mean, when I initially.
Anytime I say something, wow, that's big, she goes, yeah, it is. Like, oh, here we go. So
it could be great OnlyFans content, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
skydiving.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I don't
gotta write that down.
Yeah. So you got to push me out.
Would you like topless skydive?
I would love to. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. that's
the best of noir scuba diving,
coming
by the
hot.
Way. Is the best
Wait,
like
what?
That. Going scuba diving naked.
Why?
Because
like
you're thinking about
all
floating.
That shit on you.
No, it's just if you have just, you don't have anything on. It's not a lot of shit. You just have
no,
the
I'm
little
I'm talking
fins
about
on.
Your tank and.
And. It's like carrying a backpack. Think about it. If you have
a
backpack with just little, that would be great.
And your flippers.
It's exhilarating, by the way. Yeah.
I mean, I love swimming naked.
Right.
I just don't know if I want like the seaweed going into my like crevices.
Yeah, but see, but you're all the way. You just sunk,
girl. And all the fish in
there. We're talking in mid. You just went to the bottom. See, this is just like the seaweed. I'm like, I'm talking around. I'm right in the middle of the ocean with lots of fish around. She's like, seaweed's up my crack.
Okay, wait, no. This made me think of a question. Do you sleep naked?
I don't.
I know why.
Why is that?
She doesn't. You sleep in panties, right?
Yes.
Because you don't want anything getting in your vagina.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it. Rational fear of like things crawling
in her
vagina.
I knew it as soon as she brought up the seaweed in the water because I'm the same fucking way.
But it's funny.
Like people are like, you don't sleep naked. And I'm like, I always sleep with very rarely. It's I have to sleep in panties because I don't want anything like getting by my vagina.
So if you ask a lot of women that, is that probably the answer? Do you think why they don't?
I think it might be weird. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
I think a lot of people sleep without panties. It's like good for you.
They say it is good for you.
So those ladies would like the seaweed in the crap.
So we're I don't know. Maybe. I just like to block the entry. It makes me feel a little more in control. I don't know. But as soon as the seaweed thing came up, I knew. I was like, she sleeps in panties.
Okay, that's a Good observation.
Anyway.
Good observation. See?
Sorry. I told you,
your brain goes there half the time, Serena.
It was a squirrel moment for me.
My first thought was like, well, then she's never sleeping with a wombat in the bed. And that was my first thought. I hope so. I get that. We'll go on with the retirement home stuff now. Yeah. Is that something you probably will, swing back to eventually?
Absolutely. That's my
Tell our viewers about that, by the way.
So like I said, I went to school in Edmonton, got my psychology degree, didn't really know what route I wanted to take, but literally since I was 12, I was working in retirement homes. My beautiful grandmother raised me, so I'm just used to being around older people. Mm-hmm. And then after university, I got a great opportunity, worked as a recreation aide, doing music therapy and stuff with the independent seniors, as well as the dementia and Alzheimer's. And it was absolutely life-changing. I mean, that's already my genre before, but it just created such a huge passion. And in university, we did a lot of studying Alzheimer's disease. And it really opened my eyes a lot to how, Alzheimer's is the third leading cause of death in America.
Yeah.
But people don't know this. Mm-hmm. There's not enough research. So it just really drove me to want to make a change. And I guess that's another part of the reason why I started doing the social media stuff, is because I was pretty tiny. I was just, posting here and there just for fun. And I tried to raise money for Alzheimer's research.
Okay.
And not one person donated. I think my mother donated $20 or something. So I was bless her soul. Thank you. Shout out. But not one other person did. And I was so disheartened. I'm like, how am I supposed to make a difference if I can't reach out to anyone? And I sat down for a week. I was I thought about it. I'm okay, if Kim Kardashian were to post tomorrow and say, hey, everyone, donate to Alzheimer's research, millions of people would be mm-hmm. donating. Mm-hmm. So I'm damn, okay, I need to make people care about me, because they're going to care what I care about.
Mm-hmm.
So smart. That's kind of what smart. Started the, okay, let's actually try and grow my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least if I can make a little bit of an impact, it's better than now. And it's worked for sure. I mean, that
You've
was
tried
like,
it again? Did you try it again?
Oh yeah. Okay. I think, I did the same fundraiser for my birthday this last October. And how much did I raise? Do you remember, Caesar? It was I think 10K or something like that.
Wow.
It was over 10K.
That's great.
Just in a day, just for my birthday. And I was wow. It really humbled me, because a few years ago, my mother's $20, which is still great. But just, it's crazy how social media, what it can do, what a difference it can make.
You're making a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And providing value.
Making a difference with sexy pics on the internet.
Right.
One sexy pic at a time.
That's great. It's at least you, from the beginning of this, you knew your mission statement, which is amazing, though. It's that's
And it's
cool.
still there.
It's very cool.
It's still the plan for the future. Yeah. We're just going to do bigger things.
Do you volunteer now for anything like that, by the way?
I would absolutely love to. I've been thinking about this recently. Now that I'm kind of settled in Los Angeles, I'm I would love to find a retirement home or Alzheimer's Association or something here and go do it again, because I loved it.
Yeah.
So much fun. I used to stay past my normal shifts and just sit with the seniors. Yeah, they were my best
passion.
Friends.
That's
so,
passion right there. That's amazing. Yeah.
So I would love to.
Is your grandmother still with you?
She is. Okay. She does have Alzheimer's as well now. So that's been another huge driving force for me. It's crazy seeing the progression, especially it's different when it's someone close to you, because I used to work with them and it was fine. I mean, it's fine. But then as soon as it's more personal,
of course.
Were there any early signs that you were able to, since you work with them, that you were able to be you identified?
But thank God that I was educated in Alzheimer's, because I could see the early signs. I'm like, okay, we got to get her out of her home. At first it's short term. So tiny little things, mm-hmm. then it would get to weird things the microwave is beeping for hours, or where is that beeping coming from? And it's you put a tea in there 2 hours ago and it's just still beeping.
Right.
To leaving the oven on, wandering. She would wander on the street and people would bring her back home. That's when you know it's getting worse. Mm. And okay, we got to do something about this, because she's going to get lost if she stays in her apartment. But thank goodness that I'm educated, because a lot of people would just panic or don't know what to do, exactly. or just allow her to
continue
still do
on that path. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So definitely a blessing, you know.
Okay.
We have a place here in Vegas. It's called Del Mar Gardens, and my children have volunteered there for the past, I want to say, 15 years.
Wow.
What is this?
Yeah, it's a retirement home for it's typically people that can't take care of like their parents, or they don't live here. So we just go and like volunteer our time. Like yeah. we play like bingo with mm-hmm. them.
Oh, I love that.
And then, but it's, we always leave there with like a sense of appreciation for life, because when you deal with people with dementia and Alzheimer's, it's like you're in a kindergarten class, really? Because their spirit is still so young, and you're sitting with like, you know, 10 or 12 of them, and my daughter's on one side and I'm on the other, and all of a sudden she starts eating her chips. And we're like, no, you can't eat those. And the nurse comes and she's like, don't stick your finger in her mouth. So she'll pull them out of her mouth and we get her new chips. And then like, it's like 2 minutes later, she starts eating them again. No. And you're like,
funny. So wholesome.
But they just don't know. Yeah. Yeah. So it like breaks your heart. But in the same sense, it's like they still have, some of them still have like a huge passion for life.
Of course. I mean, it's crazy. And like a lot of them, like some of the crazy things that they've done that you would never know looking at them, yeah. you know?
That's what, like, I find fascinating, their yeah. stories.
Like mm-hmm. some of the most successful people, like doing amazing things. And then you talk to their family and they're like, oh yeah, she was a ballerina in the blah, 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 or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow. What? Like, and yeah. now she's like, you know, crumpled over, but it's like, that's just crazy. Cause yeah. like, you know, they all have a story.
Yeah.
And like, you go in there even for a couple hours, you make a couple of them laugh. It's like, yeah, I've done a good job today, yeah. you know?
So you're doing the music for them as well? You said music therapy.
Yeah.
Would you get to choose the music when you did that, or they had something?
I would choose their music. Okay. I mean, I grew up listening to like the oldies and stuff with my grandmother too. So I'm like, I know all the stuff that she would have liked. I'm like, I pulled out a huge book. Like, I got this. This is my specialty.
That's so much fun. Yeah. Yeah. Love I would love it. To do that. I think that's something I'm going to do that when I get home, I think. I need the volunteer
You should do
more.
And bring the, mm-hmm. the girls.
Yeah, that's something for sure, too, yeah. for my kids. They need to see that. So I got to do more of that. But
you get the same stories every time you go, and you can't be like, you've told me that like 100 times.
Right.
We know. But you just act like it's the first time yeah. hearing it, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's
they
so cool.
They appreciate it, right? They do appreciate yeah. that. Yeah,
but they of forget.
Wow. So, got to be very patient, but I love it.
Yeah.
Wow. Great. So. Craziness.
All right. I love that you're doing that and using your platform to like actually provide yeah. value and benefit. That's really cool.
Yeah, really trying to. That was my main goal. So stuck with it.
Yeah.
So what else do you have for yourself? What are your other goals that you would like to accomplish right now? I know that you're on an upward swing right now, which is yeah. amazing. So what's...
So I'm working on some potential little business ideas in the next year, but I'll also keep that confidential.
Okay.
Oh, surprises.
I want to... besides... sticking around right now, but like go back to being a nomad a little bit and traveling, like having my home base, but still traveling around and just kind of like, I don't know, seeing where life takes me. Honestly, right. with me, I feel like having no plan is the best plan. The plans always find me and just kind of, you typically fall into my lap.
Love that.
So I'm trusting the universe and seeing right. where that goes.
Which
so.
Means you're open to different things. Absolutely. That's why. So yeah. I love when things just like, I love walking into something and you have no idea what's going to happen. You know, yeah. that's my favorite time. Yeah. And so I feel like for me, like even like last night when I got into town, it's just like, I walked in and you know, there's my manager's there, you know, I'm going yeah. to meet her and like, and Caesar. And it was just that thing of like, and then all of a sudden all of these other people just all of a sudden just come around, you know, and that's when I feel like I'm at my best, because it's just a bunch of randoms. And that's what I love. Just randomness. Yeah. Like I don't like walking into something that's totally planned, because then I feel like, not awkward, I just feel like, oh, you know, it's like you have to be, I feel like I have to be more on mm-hmm. in a weird way, you mm-hmm. know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like you walk into something, like some of the events we go to, for instance, it's just like, you know, you're there
pressure?
For a reason. Yeah, a little bit that way, but it's like if I walked into it, just like an event, just walking off street and walked in, it would probably be easier for me to do, because I have no expectations yeah. on it, but I feel like I put expectations on myself. Right. No, but that's why I'm taking her plan. I'll just walk in, walk out. Yeah. I like that.
But then if you feel like staying, then you hang out, have a yeah. good time. But you're there like for maybe a purpose.
Yeah. Well, true.
Well,
true. Very true.
But
all right, well, we're going to swing this around to a question of the day for you. Are you ready okay. for this? So
I hope so.
By the way, guys, we have Serena Vecker on the show, and thank you for being here.
Of course.
You're yes. just amazing. All right, here we go. All right. This will be an easy one for you. Hi, guys. I'm new to LA and come solo. I'm kind of an introvert, but because I'm taking more personal growth risks, I'm trying to meet new friends, but don't know where to start. Any advice?
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
In my experience, I've always made the most friends by doing things alone. It's terrifying, but it just always works. Like even when I when I travel to a new city or new country, or just in LA, for example, going out, go have coffee by yourself and just see, mm-hmm. go sit by a bar and order a drink and just see. Cause usually when you're by yourself, that's when people kind of are gravitated towards you. I found, I don't know if it's just cause I'm a young woman, but typically just doing things alone. I'm just gonna face that fear, but that's always when people have approached me and where I've met the most amazing people.
That's great.
They see you alone, they're like, "Oh, come join us! Come join our friend group." Always worked out for me.
I like that.
I don't know.
I think it's a good answer.
I think being alone makes you a little more approachable.
Yeah,
and less intimidating.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was gonna go off of that, yes, but I feel like you have to be open to that fact. You know, it's like if you're. You know, once again, for this person who's an introvert, you have to take a chance. Like Serena said, just go out there. My sister's a good example. My little sister, one day, and she's married, and she's like, "How do you go to to restaurants by yourself or go to a bar by yourself?" She goes, "I can't do that." I go, "Just try it. You would be surprised on once you get there. It's you meet so many different people if you're open to it. But if you're closed off, your energy's closed off, and your head's down, you're going to miss out on it." So for this introverted person who's taking a chance, first of all, going to LA, you're taking a big risk. That's already a step forward. Just continue on the path. Like Serena said and Jamie, you got to be open to going out by yourself and you'd be surprised what comes back to you.
Honestly, I'm a huge introvert as well. And just sitting alone has always worked the best for me.
Right.
Even if I don't talk to anyone, I'm sitting there it always works.
She went with Dan. She knew nobody.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, that's huge.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you put yourself out there and it was life changing for you. So,
sometimes you just got to take risks.
Yeah. Honestly. Without risking, there's no reward.
Yeah.
You have to take risks.
All right. Introvert in LA. We're going to find you somewhere. All right, guys. Jamie, anything else you want to ask? Are you good?
No, I think I'm good. It was so good to meet you.
Yeah,
and
it was fun.
I'm so excited to have you on the show and share your story. And are you still collecting for Alzheimer's?
Always. I have links in my Instagram.
Great.
And just some facts on there if you want
right.
to learn more.
Yeah, please plug that right now, Serena, your Instagram.
Absolutely.
So people know where to find you.
So my Instagram is SerenaBecker_ as well as my Twitter. And my website is itsserenabecker.com.
Nice.
I love it.
All right, guys. Not only is she hot, she's got a purpose and a cause. So make sure you check her stuff out. And Jamie, what's going on with you? Anything to plug today?
Oh, man. Yeah. Check out Body Armor, you guys. They're always hooking us up and keeping us hydrated. So thank you, Body Armor, for...
Right.
Keeping us hydrated.
And you guys know to find her for sure. All right. And I want to just say shout out to Younger World Med Spa for myself. It's this new amazing spa that I've discovered. And I'm just trying to help collaborate with them, promote them. And you guys can find me at Fetch Sport for my own personal and at Anything Dayton Intelligence on our social media stuff.
I love it.
All right.
Cool.
All right, guys.
Thank you
another
so
show.
Much.
Thanks, guys. Serena, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.